Beginning this summer, Floridians will see dirt moving on transportation projects funded by billions of federal stimulus dollars. That's according to Don Winstead, who is special advisor to Florida Governor Charlie Crist for the Federal Economic Recovery Act. He spoke to about 50 business owners at the Tampa Bay Area Business Expo this morning at the Tampa Convention Center. Earlier this year, Congress passed and President Barack Obama signed the $787 billion American Reinvestment and Recovery Act. On Thursday morning, Don Winstead held up the thick book that is the conference report and text of this stimulus bill and joked that it represented about $1 billion a page. He says billions are heading to Florida.
Well, the state overall, if you combine the money that will flow through the state budget plus money that will go directly to individuals or directly to cities and counties, our latest estimate is about $15.3 billion over about a three-year period. About $11 billion of that will flow through the state budget. So there's a significant infusion of money coming to Florida.
Floridians could also benefit in other ways. $85 billion in competitive grants are available nationwide. In addition, Winstead points out that the tax reductions in the Federal Economic Recovery Act will help Florida residents.
We estimate the tax consequences for people in Florida from the tax code changes will be about $9.85 billion. So overall, we're close to $25 billion in terms of impact in the state of Florida.
Winstead still serves as Deputy Secretary of the Florida Department of Children and Families, even though in March he was appointed by Governor Crist to be his special advisor in the Office of Economic Recovery. There is no expenditure that is made that has a more powerful effect on the economy than investments in infrastructure, according to Winstead.
A big one that people will see and will see evidence of this summer is transportation. We have about $1.4 billion in federal transportation dollars that will be coming to the state of Florida for high-priority projects. There'll be other projects in the areas of energy, the environment. Plus, there is significant impact on education. There's money that will avoid school districts having to further reduce number of teachers and services to pupils because of the infusion of stimulus money into local education budgets.
On Wednesday, the governor met with his working group, including agency heads, for an update on stimulus efforts. Winstead says that State Commissioner of Education Eric Smith reported good news about Florida's use of $1.36 billion federal stimulus dollars directed toward the state's schools.
Commissioner Smith pointed out that just with this money that's gone to local school districts, what's already been appropriated to local school districts, the reports we've gotten back from school districts are that tens of thousands of jobs of teachers and other educational personnel have been created or saved because of that deployment of that education money. The latest estimate I've seen is a bit over 37,000 jobs that will be either created or saved because of those expenditures.
At that meeting, Florida Department of Transportation Secretary Stephanie Kopelousos reported to the governor that about 75% of their stimulus dollars have already been assigned to projects. But the Congressional Budget Office reports that as of May 22nd, only 10% of money has been outlaid. Carmen Bracamonte was in the audience during Don Winstead's speech. Bracamonte is CEO of a healthcare and education company based in Wesley Chapel, but she is worried that stimulus money is not reaching people who need it in the healthcare field.
We are not seeing this money coming in. We understand that the main focus has been on supporting community health centers, but the reality is that applications are taking too long to be processed and the money is actually not coming.
Business owners who attended the presentation by Florida's stimulus advisor were eager to hear about how they could take advantage of federal stimulus funding coming to the state. Bernard Brown is with a company involved in sports training.
Definitely, of course, I would love to get some of the grant money to help promote my business and to grow.
Lee Haller is involved in several product design businesses.
It affects us significantly because we're in technology, so we're looking for grant money, any opportunity we can to get some stimulus money in so that we can continue developing the products that we've been working on.
Carol Dale is an owner of a company that maintains lawns and does building repairs.
We're hoping to see some of the local municipalities get some of the stimulus money, and then small businesses like ourselves be able to capitalize on that and have it get down to our level. So we're here to see how that can affect us.
Lynn Schultz is program coordinator for Hillsborough County's Small Business Information Center. She hopes the Tampa Bay Area Business Expo will be an annual event. In addition to stimulus information provided to small business owners by Don Winstead, the expo contained workshops on recovery funds and other resources that would help small businesses, Schultz says.
What we're focusing on here today is to help the business owners, both small and large business owners, throughout Hillsborough, Pasco, Polk, and Pinellas County to come here and meet with other business owners, to network with business owners. We also have exhibitors who are set up providing possibly financial resources, marketing resources, networking resources. We have all sorts of people here providing the free resources to the business owners who attend.
The state and federal governments have websites devoted to information about the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act of 2009 and how federal stimulus funding is allocated and spent. You can find more information at flarecovery.com or at recovery.gov. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.